When you think of the term private investigator, what comes to mind? Mystery? Intrigue? Cheating spouses caught in the act? One of KOSU's own listeners, Everett McPhail, is a private investigator with red-handed investigations. He says he made his way into the private investigation field by being a jack of all trades.
I had experience in so many different fields. I worked in the aviation field for a long time, and the legal field is the last field I had really worked in before I started this, and that's really kind of the precipice that brought me to getting into investigation. With the attorneys I worked with, we would look into investigative services and we would utilize them. And I was doing a lot of the same research that they were doing, but I was getting paid a lot less for it. And I was stuck behind a cubicle all day. And the idea of the excitement of being able to follow somebody and help people at the same time is really what drew me to it.
Everett says PIs are called gumshoes for a reason, lots of footwork. A huge portion of the work he does on a daily basis is research. He can spend up to 8 hours researching a subject before even beginning the surveillance part of a case. He arrives to a surveillance site early. He has to make sure to arrive before his subject wakes up so he can confirm the subject's presence and follow if necessary. One important tool, he says, is an understanding of human nature.
We have habits and rituals, and we follow them religiously. So once you get into somebody's life and you start following them regularly, it's easy to pick up on their habits, and it's easy to follow them on a regular basis. And obviously, then there's a portion of time that you spend with the client. Once you've compiled everything, you've put everything together, then you spend time with the actual client and sit down and tell them what you've discovered, show them the video, give them their packet of information that you've compiled. So you have to be a people person also.
Everett takes a moment here to dispel some of the myths surrounding being a private investigator, such as the glamour and leisure it offers.
I tell people I don't get to drive around in a red Ferrari because once you become the object of everybody's envy, then you're not in disguise anymore. I'm nothing like Magnum PI, and I have no mustache, although I do keep disguises so that I can, throughout the day, if I feel that I may have been seen by the subject or whatever, then I can put on a mustache, or I can put on a beard, or I can put on a change of clothes. Most people, when they think of PIs, they say, oh gosh, I would love having that amount of time. I could sit there and I could read a book all day, or I could be on Facebook or text all my friends. Unfortunately, I don't get to do that because it's the amount of concentration that it takes in perception. And so I have to be able to see, if somebody just goes outside for 1 minute, that's my chance to verify, yes, the subject's on location, so we're at the right place, or they can just walk out to the car and drive off. And if you miss that, your day is blown.
If you're interested in becoming a private investigator, this is the suggestion that Everett has.
Just like anything, I would go down to the public library, and that's what I did when I first started getting interested in it. And I went down to the public library and read a few books on what it's like, and contact. I would say contact one of us. If you any number of PIs, ask them if you mind if they ride along, because then you're going to get a real insight look as to how our lives go and how our day-to-day operations are, because the amount of time and diligence that you have to do and looking at one place for 8 hours or more on end, it's not something that everybody can do. And especially being diligent and noticing those little details, those little things, this light turned on or this light turned off, the person changed clothes from here to there or whatever, they took their ring off, things like that, little things.
For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.